This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. So, are you watching House of Cards Season 2 on Netflix? It hit the online video service last Friday.
One heartbeat away from the presidency, not a single vote cast in my name. Democracy is so overrated.
Maybe the better question is, have you already watched all of House of Cards Season 2 on Netflix? 2% of Netflix customers, that's 634,000 households, watched all 13 episodes over the weekend. That's 13 hours of one TV show. It's what's being called binge watching. And here to talk about this new phenomenon is Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute Sensemaking Project. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Craig.
Kelly, I got a Roku for my birthday. I think I've been binge watching The Good Wife through Amazon Prime, four episodes at a time. My daughter says, Dad, four episodes at a time. That is not binge watching.
Yeah, you're definitely a lightweight.
Do we need a definition of binge watching to talk about it?
Well, I don't think we need a definition. I think we can use a sliding scale, but 2, 3, 4 hours, that's only tipping the corner there. Binge watching is definitely, you know, 6, 7, 8, 13 hours.
Now, I'm sure some people plan to devour all of season two of House of Cards in one sitting, but not everybody, right? Don't some people just get sucked in now that they can do this?
Well, sure. It's really hard. You know, you sit down with a couple of people to watch an episode. And the thing about serial narratives is they end each one with a compelling question or a cliffhanger. And so you finish the show and you are so compelled to watch the next one. You look at everybody else in the room and you're like, oh, come on, one more. And pretty soon, 13 hours have gone by.
That's the new universal question. So, another?
Exactly.
What's the difference between binge watching and that old cable trick of doing marathons of various programs?
Well, you know, that was binge watching too. And we used to see that on cable television a lot. MTV used to do it with Daria or the Jackass series. And so it's not completely new. The difference is that now we all can binge watch almost every show that we might be attached to.
And the big question, how is this sort of binge watching not only changing TV, but our relationship with it?
You know, it's really changing how we relate to shows, because oftentimes you will have a show that's getting you through a particularly difficult patch in life, or you will have a show that you equate with a certain relationship in your life. So you might watch this with your boyfriend or your spouse or your kids. And it brings up a whole etiquette question, because if you are watching a show with another person, is it okay to go ahead when that other person is out of town or otherwise busy? People are wrestling with this question, and there's not a good answer to it.
Do I end up sneak watching an episode that we're watching together because I've got a free hour?
Some people would see that as an act of unfaithful.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sensemaking Project. Okay, do you binge watch?
You know, this is not a new concept to me at all. At one point, I had all 7 seasons of Buffy the Vampire Slayer on DVD, and so I did it old school. I binge watched. But now, like a lot of people, my eyes are completely bigger than my stomach. There is so much good TV out there that, just like the books on my nightstand, things stack up. So I'm still on last season's House of Cards, and I haven't finished Downton Abbey, and the new season of Orange is the New Black comes out next month, so I'm in over my head.